Is to stand before you this morning, to be back with this fine congregation, see so many that I know and love, and to be reacquainted with some of the finest young people that I know anywhere. And I know that you appreciate them and appreciate their encouragement, their diligence and their faithfulness, and I want them to know that I am also very encouraged by the same. As has been announced, our theme today is that of evangelism, and I'm going to ask you to bear with me as we make our way through our material this morning, because at first you may think, what in the world does this have to do with evangelism? But I promise you that I'll get us back on track by the end of our time here this morning. In Matthew chapter 4, and beginning in about verse 23, the Bible says of Christ that Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were demon-possessed and epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. The Bible says that great multitudes came to Jesus because of the deeds that he was doing. It said they came from Galilee and Decapolis and from Jerusalem and Judea and beyond the Jordan. These multitudes came to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when men will revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. And you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden underfoot by men. And you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick or a lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And do not think that I'm come to destroy the law and the prophets, for I have not come to destroy but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Therefore, whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoso does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And I say unto you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter in to the kingdom of heaven. And you have heard that it's been said to those of old time, thou shalt not commit murder, and whoever commits murder will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever says to his brother, Raca, literally empty head, shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever says, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. And agree with your adversary while you are in the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge or the officer, and the officer or the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be cast into prison. For assuredly I say to you, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid the last penny. You've heard it said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, whosoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable to you that one of your members should perish than your whole body be cast into hell. If your right eye causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members should perish than your whole body be cast into hell. And furthermore, it's been said, whosoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorcement. But I say unto you, whosoever divorces his wife, except it be for the cause of sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. You've heard it's been said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. But I say unto you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by the earth, for it's his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your own head, because you can't make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes and your no, no. And whatever is more than this is from the evil one. You've heard it's been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, and if a man smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if a man wants to sue you and take away your tunic, give to him your cloak as well. And if a man compels you to go with him 1 mile, go with him 2. And give to him who asks of you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You've heard that's been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. I'm going to repeat that. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven, for He makes His sun to shine on the evil and the good. And He sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward is there in that? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you only greet your brethren, what do you do more than others? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. When you do a charitable deed, you shall not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the streets, or synagogues in the streets, that they may receive the glory of men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed might be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets that they might be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room and close your door. And there pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, don't use vain repetitions like the heathen do, for they think they'll be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask. But after this manner is how you ought to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, because yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father in heaven, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces so that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupts and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust corrupts and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And the lamp of the body is the eye. And if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be filled with darkness. And if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness. And no man can serve two masters. For either he'll hate the one and love the other, or he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or about your body saying, what shall we wear? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And which one of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? And why do you worry about your body and about what you're going to wear? Behold the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not say to yourselves or worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. And your Father knows that you need these things. But seek first. Seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient to every day is its own trouble. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, and do not consider the plank that is in your own eye? And how do you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, when behold, there's a plank in your own eye? Hypocrite! First, remove the plank out of your eye so that you can see clearly to remove the speck that's in your brother's eye. Do not give that which is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and rend or tear you into pieces. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For to him who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. What man is there among you, if his son were to ask him for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, would give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, you do so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And enter in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in there. But straight is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few there are who find it. And take heed and beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Every good tree bears good fruit, and every evil tree bears evil fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. And every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. And not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And many will come to me in that day and they'll say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name cast out demons and in your name done many wonderful works. Then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Whosoever therefore hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it didn't fall because it was founded on a rock. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, I'll liken him unto a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. What in the world does that have to do with soul winning? Everything. Everything. Because it tells us how we must live in order to make our words effective. Why was there a crowd of people gathered to Jesus for that occasion? Because they saw what He did. And when they saw what He did, they were interested in what He said. And how interested were they? Well, Jesus found 12 of them that were willing to take His words and go preach them to the nation of Israel. And He sent them out without a nickel in their pocket or a change of clothes or an extra pair of shoes. And they went and preached. And then, not long after that, He found 70 more that were willing to go out without a nickel in their pocket or a change of clothes and go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus has told us to go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And we got a lot more than a nickel in our pocket. And we got a lot more than a change of clothes. And we got a lot more than a stick to help us on our way as we travel by foot. We have so much more. And brethren, what are we doing with it? We have been blessed beyond measure, beyond comprehension. And we've been entrusted with the greatest message that's ever been given to man. What are we doing with it? The same Jesus that spoke the words that you've heard here this morning said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The same Jesus that spoke the words that you've heard this morning said, go and teach all nations Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them some more. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now this day is a day to prepare us, this congregation, to be minded toward evangelism, specifically fishers of men. But let me just say this. Even if you choose not to or you can't do fishers of men, you got to do something. You got to do something. Whatever it is, I got to do something. There are no exemptions to the Great Commission. All of us who have accepted the gospel call of Jesus Christ have taken it upon ourselves to take that same message that we heard and believed and obeyed and to teach it to others. In the closing remarks of that great sermon that Jesus preached there, as we get to the end of Matthew chapter 7, note the distinction. He who hears these sayings of mine and does them is the wise man. And he who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is the foolish man. And the foolish man's house is destined to ruin. Where is your foundation today? Where is your hope, your faith, and your confidence today? Does it rest in Jesus Christ and His death and His burial and His resurrection? Or is your confidence sorely misplaced in someone or something else? If you are here this morning, Jesus says we have to believe that He's the Son of God or we'll die in our sins, John 8 and verse 24. Jesus said that we have to repent of our sins or we'll perish, Luke 13, 3 and 5. Jesus says we have to confess Him before men or be denied before the Father who is in heaven, Matthew 10 and verse 32. And Jesus said we've got to believe the gospel and be baptized if we want to be saved, Mark 16, 15 and 16. And to the Christian, He says, we must endure to the end in spite of persecution, derision, opposition, whether it be from foe or family or friend, we must endure to the end if we want to be saved. Matthew 10 and verse number 22. If you're a child of God and you need to come home, come back to the Lord, you've got sin that's in your life, 1 John 1 and verse 9 says, if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're here and you need to obey the gospel, or you're here and you need the prayers of the church in any way, we encourage you, we plead with you to come.